Hello there, you're tuning in to the 70th episode of the Audible Beatbox. This is Nina welcoming you. This week has been really busy for me. Among everything else, the Edible Weed and Naturally Growing Plant book is getting reprinted. The book had a long journey. For the longest time, no one in Audible even knew about this book after it was published in October 2015 in Audible. It was launched formally by my friend Nayantara at our sacred space in Secunderabad. It was almost 2 years later that the book really was kind of discovered in Auroville, and that even thanks to Sarah Kundik, who you all know as someone who does awesome raw food. From her, others got to know, and as they say, the rest is history. The Weed Walk, which I now do every week, started again with the interest and drive of Anandi Zhang, who figured that there are people who really are keen to learn about the weeds, but in person. Even though it took 2 years for the book to de facto become known, known as in Auroville, it was already making its round in the various cities of India via small theme bookstores and the permaculture community. Many of the folks growing and working on the land were new to the experience, and the book was a joyful way for them to start learning and noticing the weeds that can be eaten. The book had been out of print for a while now. It was supposed to be the first of a series of three, but book two and book three didn't get published yet, due to the lack of funds. I think fund giving and fundraising should be easier, and I have not found an easy way of generating funds through, say, QR code payment, click and pay kind of options. Some came in though. Individuals still contributed directly or via AVI USA. But I have a long way to go for those. If you have any thoughts and ideas of generating grants, funds, and how to make it easier for people to give, I'm all ears for it. Write to me at edibleweedwalk@gmail.com. I'll really appreciate it. Why am I telling you all this? Actually, the book number one that went out of print and many still wanted is now getting printed. Since the book came out, it has been quite a journey for me as well. I learned new things, tried out new ways, researched more, understood better, but it is a process, and that's the fun part of it. Every now and then, I discover new things about something that, you know, seemingly simple as weeds, and I get totally amazed. So my book reprint is not a simple process for me. In the new edition, I wanted to add a whole lot more. I'm still adding what I am learning and finding over time, as much as possible given the constraint of the page. So much I have to share that I know that it cannot be fitted in the book. So I have to cover my sharing in my weekly podcast and social media and the weekly Weed Walk. If you know me, you know that I'm quite bad with acronyms, but I kind of kicked with the WWW acronym, Weekly Weed Walk. Anyway, let's get back to the topic. This process of editing has been slow. There was a lockdown, and then I was out for a few weeks, and the people who were involved got sick, and only now we are back on track, trying to. So this week, I was looking at Amaranthesi family. There are quite a few cousins from that family represented in the book, as you know. I paused as I came to Celosia argentea, or the cock's comb, the wild one with slender magenta, pink, or white flowers. The plant is so versatile. The leaves are lovely to eat. It is lovely to look at. And yet, we seldom even have tea from that, made out of that plant. The weeds are underdogs in a way. And among them, there are some underdogs, and that they go completely unknown and unappreciated. As my thoughts were veering in that direction, I remember reading about celosia flower being an excellent spice. Not the wild one, which variety that we get here, that is kind the variety which is cristata, where the flowers really look like a crest of a rooster and is deep red in color. The spice is called mawal. It is actually made out of either dried or dried and powdered version of the flower. It's the traditional spice of Kashmir. The flower is also used in Kashmir. It is actually one of the key spices used in their Rogan Josh. And the Rogan Josh is a very, you know, kind of a typical and wonderful dish from Kashmir, often made with non-veg, but there is a veg version also. And this mawal is used in both. The flower is also used in making what is called wejong, which is a Korean chewy rice flour cake. Thought, why not focus on the flowers today? Maybe celosia and others. One of the books in the series is supposed to be on edible flowers. But that book will contain different set of edible flowers than those already covered in book one. So why not try them out? My first reaction was to use the dried wild celosia flower that we have, which is a variety of spicata, slender and erect. I wanted to use it as mawal. I have tried mawal myself, but not the wild ones yet. So that is, I'll leave it for another time. I should try it out myself first. Then I took a walk around my place and found plenty of gangetic primrose, Asastasia gangetica. I find them to be excellent as raw, the flowers to be excellent in raw in salad or as tea. But they are not good for cooking. They are very delicate. So as soon as you cook them, they kind of vanish. I had some dried butterfly pea flower, which is Aparajita or Shankapushpi in Tamil. This flower is not in my book, but it is wild and weedy and quite widespread. There you go. WWW again. Weedy, wild, weedy and widespread. But then what else? I also collected a few Punangani, Alternanthera sessilis, the red small variety, the leaves of it. Tiny orchid-like flower of Justicia procumbens or water willow. This flower quite amazes me. They are so absolutely pretty. Sometime back, a plant had volunteered into one of my windowsill pots. I didn't remove it. And from then on, it has never stopped flowering. Amazing how little care and comfort can do to this, you know, weedy plants. So a few of those I picked, and then I picked a hibiscus from a tree nearby and a couple of celosia or coxcomb. Voila. But what to make? I was not keen to make a tea. Something else I wanted to try out. Something different. I therefore tried my way of making hejong or the chewy rice cake with a twist. A big shout out to Mangachi for the idea of the base recipe for this, from which I improvised. I took 1 cup of raw rice, mixed with 1/4 teaspoon of salt. I boiled 1/2 cup of water and added it to my dried blue butterfly pea flowers in it. When it boiled over, I strained. The liquid was already quite blue. I strained and added the water to the rice flour, still very hot. I added a few drops of Kheora water. Kheora water is a diluted form of a decoction of pandan leaves. It is a common plant used in the eastern India and further east. It has a very gentle cooling aroma. After the mix cooled a little, I kneaded and kept it for about 30 minutes covered. Then divided them in small portions and made flat discs out of them with hand and placed them on a pan with a little oil. After frying 1 to 2 minutes on each side, I lowered the flame quite low and then started adding the flowers and the leaves that I had collected. Once I had put the flowers and leaves on the rice cakes, I turned one time for a few seconds and took it out of the pan onto a strainer. One by one, each one of them. As expected, the gangetic primrose absolutely disappeared as soon as, you know, I turned. Clearly, it shows that different preparation, apart from incorporating flowers, we have to be mindful about the texture and the nature of the flower itself, especially if you want them to retain their shape or any bit of the color. If you have noticed, this particular preparation of cake, I have not used any sugar in the dough, only a bit of salt. What I have done next is to place the cake on a plate and drizzle some sweetener. I could have used honey, but I had a lovely nolen gur, which is a liquid jaggery prepared from fresh date palm juice that is available only in this cooler months in the eastern part of the country. And since I had just visited, I had got myself a bottle. So I drizzled with nolen gur, the blue cakes with really mild sweet with a hint of savory are really nice. The flowers I had picked weren't the exact match for it, but I was happy with the result. Next time, more flowers for sure and more different ones to try. This recipe is so simple that anyone can give it a try. Give it a go. So listen on, try and let me know. Let me know, write to me at edibleweedwalk@gmail.com. Weedy flowers offer unconditional beauty. Many of them grow close to the ground and never get noticed by humans. Noticing them, one realizes that the world is not beautiful just for the human beholders. It is and needs to be beautiful for all. This morning, I saw a tiny butterfly sitting on one of the flowers I went to gather. Next to it, a justicia flower was visited by ants. So much activity. With so much going on around us, I wanted to invoke aesthetics as a prayer. With the help of the weedy greens and flowers, I am wishing for the aesthetics in me, around us, and in all our dealings with each other. With that thought, it is all for now. See you next week. Stay well and stay safe.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the city of Dome.